to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
We have a guest with us today. We know this guest because we buy candles from the amazing McKay Candles, which we sell in our store, and our customers love them. Paige loves them. And does the Paige's pick?
She just bought one yesterday.
Which one did she buy?
I think it was a there was an old pumpkin one we still had. She found it. There was only one. She's like, I'm taking this one.
Hiska McKay is here with us. Hiska, welcome to the podcast. Yeah. You're on a podcast.
Hi, how are you?
You seem so excited about this. I feel like we twisted your arm and you finally relented and you finally let us do this. But thank you for being part of this. How are you?
I'm good. I hate being like, I don't know, talking in front of people, I guess.
Center of attention. Yeah.
Well, there's only 100,000 people watching us right now, so we're fine.
Yeah. I like being in the background.
There you go. Okay, so McKay Candles, tell us, like, how did all this start for you? McKay Candles, when did it start, first of all? And where did the idea come from?
It started February 2019. I was pregnant and I can do my regular job and I cannot sit still. So, and we always burnt a lot of candles in our house. So I was like, I wanted something to do. So I bought a candle kit and yeah, it just kind of went from there. I enjoyed doing it and turned into a business. Never thought we'd be where we are today.
Really?
Never did I think I'd have to charge tax to be like that far. And now it's like way bigger than that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So when you first started, did you have like 10 scents that you had, 10 different scents that you liked?
Or eight, like, I think I started with eight.
Eight, okay. How do you...
Yeah, so I had like in my back room, I had like one shelf and one big shelf had six separate shelves. And I started with like two shelves of candles and... Now I have four shelves and they're 8 feet tall and I think there's like 10 shelves full on each, like each, yeah. It's like a bookcase with like 10 shelves on each full of candles and there's four of them.
So this is living my side hustle. We're talking about, like you, this isn't your full-time gig, right?
No.
No, not at all. So can you tell everybody what else you do? Like what do you do on your regular day? And then you do this on the side. So what's your regular gig?
We dairy farm. So we milk 66 cows, Jersey cows on a tie stall, and then plus young stock. And then we run about 100 sheep. So we lamb four times a year. So it's busy. And then we have two kids under five.
So Jen likes to talk about growing up on a hobby farm. This sounds a little bit more...
A little bigger than what you were. I was like, that was my side hustle as a farm, and you're like full on business there.
Yeah, it's a full on. And like, we do it just right now. We have a teenager, but he's done next week. And my sister just got another different job, so she's done. So it's just the two of us.
Very cool. Yeah, we had about a dozen sheep. Oh, yeah. And they would have lambs all the time and stuff.
Yeah.
And we would get two cow, like cattle,
nice.
Two beef cows, raise them up, and that was it.
Like, yeah.
But they weren't dairy. We had chickens and hens, like for...
You had your own horse.
I had my own horse and pony. And
yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, my mom actually has a riding school.
Nice.
So she teaches vaulting, which is like gymnastics on a horse.
Oh, wow.
Two kids. And then dressage. Like flat work, a little bit of jumping, just learn teaching kids how to ride, basically. She has about 60 kids under 18. She has 10, 8 to 10. She has two boarders. Yeah, so she has eight of her own horses. So
Amazing.
That's really cool.
Yep. Yeah. And that's just around the corner. Okay. Yeah. That's just around the corner. And then, my parents' place, they run a dairy. It's about dairy, the same as us, and about 150 sheep as well.
So, great.
Lots.
So, okay. Where are you in the world for people listening?
Mount Elgin, Ontario. So,
what is famous besides McKay Candles about
Mount Elgin? I don't know. It's on a hill on Highway 19. Just north of Tilsonburg. That might be easier.
Okay. So, but McKay Candles is putting Mount Elgin on the map, though.
Yeah, there
Let's
we
be
go.
Honest.
There we go.
Yes. Let's be honest, right?
There's totally. Quite a few local businesses here in Mount Elgin, though. We've got a, bakery right down the road from us, and there's a chicken. They raise chickens on pasture, and they have quite a little business. There's quite a few little businesses, little entrepreneurs here in Mount Elgin, actually.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So before you started McKay Candles, did you have something else in mind that you wanted to do as a side hustle?
Stampin' Up, which was direct sales kind of business, to make cards. I was good at it, but I didn't do a lot. It didn't pay for itself. So then I was done with that. So, and then this kind of went a lot bigger than that one ever thought I would. So
if
but just to give Jen a perspective.
Oh yeah. Yes, there we go. Let's
there you go.
Candle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time it was full of candles.
That's crazy.
But yeah.
It's crazy.
And that's just one room. There's another whole room full of candles. And my upstairs has tons of stuff too.
So if somebody told you that you would be at this place in your side hustle today, before you started, would you believe
No, not at all.
No.
No, not at all.
So you sell just strictly wholesale then, right?
We have a website.
Okay. So do you have a store or some on your property itself?
No.
Are you able to sell there?
No, I don't let people on my property. I don't want to do it. So I have.
So if we came up, would we be allowed to come in? If
you
we came
for a
yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
road
yeah.
trip and
for sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I have other my wholesale stores. I have one that's family friend from my parents. She came the first time. She's okay, I don't know what I want, but this is what I want, and I want to sell your candles. I want to try it, and we'll see how this goes. So she came over, and we just went through everything, and then she took her order home. That was a flower store in Tilsonburg, and it went really well, and she still sells the candles there. So, but yeah, so talking about the store at home, we have a store in Tilsonburg here that's about 10 minutes from us. We have a deal with them. They carry all of our scents. And the large in the masons and the library jars, plus the wax melts, tea lights, and they carry our definition line. So, cool. Yeah, so they carry everything. So that works. So if people want to come shop, you go there. And they
how many wholesale places do you have?
Oh, I think we're up to four. It goes up and down because some people don't order for a while. So then, active 10 this year already, but it's hard because some stores are just Christmas time.
Yeah.
So then So it's hard. 10, I think we're at, we sit around the 10 to 15 mark probably. So
what is the biggest thing you've learned about a side hustle that you didn't really realize at the beginning?
How much social media sucks. It's so hard to keep up with social media. It is so hard to keep to figure out content for Instagram and Facebook and to get it posted and to have to take pictures of everything and to get content. And at the beginning I only had a couple cents, so the same ones were coming. Now we have our horse collection, so we have 5 scents that are related to horses. So we've fresh cut hay and bath time. So that creates more posting on different kinds of things. And we have the whole definition collection, which has 14 different definitions. And then my line of scents is way bigger than it used to be. So that makes it a little bit easier, but it's still hard. I still sometimes I just stick to my generic send description, and then available wax melts and tea lights and candles and copy and paste. But it's hard. It's so hard.
So are you really big on TikTok?
No, not at all.
All the pointing and the dancing and the...
I talk with my hands all the time.
I know, right?
No, I'm just on Instagram and Facebook with the candles. It's way too... I can't even keep that up, so let alone trying to add another whole level of anything else. It's just so hard. But I'm not the only one. I was talking to another small business, and they're like, it's so hard to get the social media, make sure everybody sees everything. And
okay, I have a question. What's the furthest away or unique place you've sent candles or candles have gone to?
We have sold candles from Nova Scotia to BC.
Beautiful.
Nice.
See?
Yeah, all across Canada.
Okay, again, it's a side hustle, right? Nice. This is new for you. Like, would you have imagined your stuff all the way across Canada?
No, not at all. BC was... And then you realize the whole tax thing, so that makes it harder. Mm-hmm. So, if people are listening, then I don't ship to BC anymore.
Oh.
Because the tax thing, when I'm here, I'm on my own. Like, it's just too hard. Like, I only ship to provinces that have HST because I am not dealing with all the different taxes. It just doesn't work. Yeah. There's things that you have to pick and choose. Like, we have 3 stores within 5-8 minutes from us, and they're 3 of the busiest stores. I can sell my candles local, and we're so busy that sometimes the biggest thing is you think you want to get bigger and bigger, but at some point you have to be like, okay, no, this doesn't make sense.
Okay, so just so you know, we ship some stuff to the States, and somebody had ordered something, but we snuck your candle into... I don't know if we're going to get in trouble for this. We snuck your candle into the box and shipped it off to the States.
Yeah.
Just so they could have a free candle. Mm-hmm. We paid for it, but
they got a
surprise and it was your candle. So
nice.
Your stuff is in the States too, just so you know.
It's cool. It's in Holland too, actually. Because my mom buys candles all the time. But she'll buy candles when she's here. And one of my mom's friends, she's like, my sisters love candles. So then when she went to Holland, she took a whole bunch with her and gave them to all her siblings. And so, they're all over.
Good. Jen's family's from Holland, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I was born in Holland. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Yeah, my dad was. So.
Oh, nice.
Never been. No.
Yeah, it's
cool. Okay, so apparently if you say in Dutch, 88 gas stoves, it sounds ridiculous. In Dutch, but Hockels. Anyways, it's really funny to say. 88 gas stoves. So anytime you're around somebody, ask them to say that. It's hilarious. I used to get her dad to say it all the time. He would just roll his eyes like. But yeah, it's really funny to say. Okay.
I have a question too.
Yes.
Actually, because I know this is your side hustle, and you sell stuff out. Do you ever consider going to markets yourself to have like a booth?
I do go to markets.
At the markets. Yeah, cool.
Yep, we do go to markets, and I've had to slow that down because we're like way too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that at Christmas time we do well. Had to tone it down to like, you have to really find a balance with everything. Like I had shows that were 4 hours and you do like the same as a show that I would do for 3 days and I would do the same and you really have to find the shows that make sense. And it's and then you figure out that, hey, like, it doesn't work for me to be gone for 3 days from the farm and everything like that and driving back and forth and everybody's going crazy. It just doesn't work. So I just do one-day shows now. I'm really picky about which shows I do. It just, you get to a point where it just got so big. I'm like, I need to, like, figure out what makes sense and what doesn't. Because, like, in November, too, November is crazy for shows, but it's also crazy for store orders. When the shows are busy, the store orders are busy. So
speaking of making sense, what's your favorite scent?
Raspberry vanilla.
That was quick, right?
I wondered if you had one that was a flop. Like you were just like, oh, that's awful. Like, do you have any?
Oh, yeah. Like, but there's ones like maple syrup and hazelnut. I personally hate it, but people love it. Like, I'm not a huge food scent person. Like, coffee caramel, not really my thing, but it, like, does really well.
We've had a maple one in the store, and people come and go, smells like Saturday morning, like breakfast,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. Just oh, like, yeah. Like, if people love it, like, I'm just not a huge, like, it's just, everybody's so different. Like, citrus and sage and eucalyptus and lavender, like, those are my favorite. Like, I love those fresh scents.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everybody's different, right?
Yeah. Have you had anybody ask for a weird scent that you don't do?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Like what? Give me one.
Yeah, that's hard.
Like new car scent or something like what? Yeah.
That would be a good one, though.
New car scent. Hey, we just came up with an idea. Leather smell.
The leather
smell. Yeah, I have a leather. I have a tack room for my horse collection.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Like that. You got Jen with that one.
Yeah. It's called tack room. It's my horse. I'm trying to think. What did people, I can only take so many to a show. And then of course they always ask for the ones I don't have there. It's like, nope, I have it at home. I don't know. Everybody asked for citronella when I didn't have it. And now people like don't buy it ever.
Yeah, really? I remember it was when we first opened the store. So probably 3 summers ago, right? It's 2 summers ago. people were, my friends from work, she couldn't use regular candles, so she would buy soy. Yeah. And she always asked for citronella. And I'm like, I don't know. Nobody seemed to have it. Yeah. And all of a sudden last year, we're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, finally. You had it. We're like,
We got 6, I think, right away from you, and they were gone in a weekend. Like it was crazy.
Yeah, because some stores have sold really well, but me personally, I can't move them to save my life. Like on my website they don't sell at all. Like at shows they don't sell, but then but it's really funny, like some stores, I have one store that like I stock up poached pear there like no tomorrow, and then the next store she's like, I can't move poached pear, like it doesn't go. So she's like, can you take that back home? And then it's just every store so different, like some scents just sell at one and will not at the next. It's so weird. I don't know what it is.
So you've kind of stumbled into this, and I'm so happy that it's so successful for you guys. I love that this when we sell a candle to people, we tell them, you're supporting a family. Like, this is not some big company with, you know, a faceless company where you can't even speak to the person who's actually making the candle and blah, 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 blah. This is you're supporting a family.
Yeah.
And you're helping a family out by buying every candle. And people love that. They love that connection.
Yeah, it's literally putting my kids in like skating lessons.
There you go, right? Like it's you're actually helping a person.
Yeah.
And not some big, huge multi-company thing. That, I love that about side hustles. What kind of advice would you have for somebody who wants to start a side hustle? What would you tell them? What would you have told yourself?
That's a good question. I don't know. Don't give up on what you like imagine, but don't let yourself grow too big too fast. Because at some point, I let myself grow too big too fast. And then everything gets out of hand and you're just like, oh my gosh, I have way too much to do and I can't do this all. And like, that got really hard. And I know for some people, it's hard to even get to that point. I didn't think I would ever get to that point either. But if you do get to that point, it's hard.
Yeah. Because you're doing everything.
Yeah. Sometimes you're doing it's the a whole lot. Thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a lot. You have to take breaks. And that's hard.
But. So the fragrances that you use for the candles, is it a like an essential oil or are they, how do you?
No, they're all fragrance oils.
Okay.
So they're all fragrance oils and our current scents now are all phthalate and paraben free. Some of our discontinued ones are not quite yet, but all the current ones that are like currently current, it's hard to... the ones that are not discontinued, the ones that are not in clearance are all phthalate and paraben free. We've really focused on that. The candle companies have really shifted to that in the last like year, 2 years as well. So that everything is way cleaner. But essential oils, some candle businesses live by it, but I have heard lots of horror stories, so I'm terrified of trying to use that. Citronella is the only one that I'll use it for. And even then, like, it's, you have to use citronella outside.
Yeah.
So yeah, fragrance oils are just, they can handle that heat a little bit better. Essential oils are not meant for burning.
Right. Right.
So yeah.
Interesting. So I find that the candle market seems to be pretty competitive. There's a lot of candle people.
Yes, and a lot of people came out in COVID, and a lot of people are selling out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is the secret to a successful candle business from your point of view when there's so much going on, so much noise, and like it feels like anybody can make a candle? I'm like, I don't think so. I think that you have to have some kind of talent to do this.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever do it, but what's the secret?
I don't know if there is a secret, but you got to work hard, right? Like, there's often nights where I'm still working. Like, after this, I got to glue wicks because I got a big custom order I got to get done. Like, you have to put in the work. And I think at the end of the day, that's the biggest part. You have to put in the work. And I've grown up that, like, we work 7 days a week. And, like, there's mornings where my dad goes out the barn at 3:30 in the morning. And, okay, everybody's out because heifers are out. Or, hey, one time we had the horses out. And it's like, like, at all times of the day, we were ready to work, and I think that was huge in me now. Like, I can't sit still. I'm not really good to just sit still at night and just not do anything. Like, I have to be really done. And even then, I'm on my laptop getting, like just some paperwork done while I watch a movie or whatever. Like, I never just fully sit still.
So your kids are watching you all the time, right? What do you think they're learning from you as you run this side hustle? What do you think, what kind of lessons do you think or hope that they're going to pick up from watching you do this? Because they're like a sponge, right? They're just soaking.
Oh, yeah. And they ask so many questions all the time. And they think it's the coolest thing ever. But even on the farm, they like, really, they watch. And they like, I know a lot of people protect them from life and death, but the girls here, they just know. Like, one of my daughter's favorite cows passed away, and it's life. Like, it sucks, and we put our whole heart and soul into every cow that we do and every cow that's on the farm, but sometimes you just can't save them all. Like, she lived a good life. She was 9 years old. But the kids grow up learning what life is, and they probably see more than most 20-year-olds when they go to college. And they're only 3 and 4, but they just know. Like, next week, my girls are showing calves. In October, they have 2 horse shows coming up. Like, these kids are in everything, and they just, they know how to work hard already. They come out with chores at night. They, like, in the sheep barn, like, they push up feed. They, when there's baby calves born, they're there all the time. They're just always there.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great memory for them to grow up with.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, my husband and I both grew up on farms. We don't know any different. It's, you have to work hard to get somewhere in life. And that's huge. Like, if you don't work hard, you don't get anywhere.
It's amazing.
Like, I want them to be able to buy their own house. I want them to be able to work to buy their own. Like, all my siblings, even now, like, me growing up too, like, by the time I was 16, I bought a car. Like, my brother turned 16, he gets his G2 in, like, 2 months, and he's ready to buy a car. Like, we just work. Like, you have so many jobs growing up, and you just, like, there were some jobs that they, when we were growing up, they'd only hire farm kids because they knew they could work.
Interesting.
My sister got a job just because she was a farm kid. That alone got her the job. Because farm kids can just, they're just a different breed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Interesting.
So, Iska, how can people find the website? Let's shout them out. Let's tell the world. I know you're shipping in Canada. Let's tell the world, though, so people can go see all the great things you're doing. Yeah. How do people find you?
McKayCandleCompany.com.
There you go.
It's easy. So, it's easy. And I have a code. If you use podcast 10, you can get 10% off your order.
Podcast 10.
Woohoo.
I'm going to go order some candles. Yeah. Wait a minute. We have some in our store. Yes. All right, good. That's awesome. Podcast 10. Yourself. Thank you so much. Mm. Podcast 10. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. So what's this big order you got to go do? How much?
152 candles for a ladies' league.
When does this have to be done by?
Next week. But next week we also have a cow show, so got to get myself together here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you have any cow scents?
Fresh cut hay, like the horse collection, like fresh cut hay. Okay. It smells amazing. It's so good. So good.
Any sheep smells? Yeah, yeah. It's just more than just the farm fresh smell, right?
Yeah, the farm. Yeah. So the one is bath time. So yeah, it smells like you're washing your cow or a.
You don't have the one where you have to quickly roll up your windows because you're driving through the country. It's like, whoa, no. You don't have that kind of scent.
No. Sorry. I don't know, like, that smell doesn't even faze me, because, like,
see?
We're, like, chicken farmers on the one side, and then we have dairy, and there's dairy farmers on the other side.
Yeah.
So, and there's pigs across the road. So, we got everything
pigs
here.
Pigs are worse, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friends would come visit. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You have pigs? No, you...
Yeah, across the road. We don't personally have pigs. We only have dairy and sheep. But, yeah, we have pigs, chickens... cows, everything's right around us. So
cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Awesome.
We thank you so much, Jessica, for your time. Thank you so much for sharing your side hustle with everybody.
Yes.
Everybody, go check it out. Go into Instagram and give like 10,000 messages to Jessica. She'd be just like, oh no, oh my gosh. But give her lots of likes and follows and shares and let everybody know about all the great things you're doing. Thank you for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule. And for being on a podcast, congratulations. You're on a podcast
now. You did great.
Yeah. You did wonderful. It was great to be with you tonight. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Thank you.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love... if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aw, it's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. pictures. And now we dance.